The man believed to be one of Osama bin Laden's top lieutenants, Abu Zubaydah, remains in U.S. military custody. At the Pentagon yesterday, he was the subject of this exchange between a reporter and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
Can you tell us what kind of shape he's in today, and is he cooperating with U.S. investigators?
He is not well. He's got several bullet holes in him. And how fast he'll recover and when he'll start cooperating, time will tell.
U.S. officials say they're hoping to get as much information as they can from the prisoner. And good, says commentator Matt Miller, but please spare him the details.
If we torture the terrorists, do the terrorists win? That's the question raised by the capture of Abu Zubaydah. Zubaydah is said to know the names and locations of thousands of recruits al-Qaeda trained and sent back to their home countries. He's the man in charge of the sleeper cells. If we have him, this is obviously a big deal, the major breakthrough in a war that has to be won mostly through intelligence. The key question regarding Zubaydah may soon be, how much can we get this guy to cough up? Like it or not, that means the morality of torture is now central to American defense. I'll confess I'm conflicted here. My first instinct is that we should do whatever we have to with this man to get information that could save innocent lives. But my second instinct is that I'd prefer to be spared the details. They're not pretty, as terror expert Bruce Hoffman made clear in a recent Atlantic Monthly piece. Hoffman writes about an officer called Thomas, whose team caught three bad guys suspected of planting a bomb that was ticking away in Colombo, the capital of Sri Lanka. They refused to tell Thomas where the bomb was, even after he threatened to kill them. Thomas then drew his pistol and shot one of them in the forehead. The other two talked at once. The bomb, set to blow up a crowded train station, was defused. Countless lives were saved. Critics may say such officers are demented, like Jack Nicholson's character in A Few Good Men, who screamed in that great courtroom scene, "You can't handle the truth!" But the truth is that many American safety today is in the hands of men willing to shoulder this burden. They are not sadists or homicidal, but are instead fulfilling a profound, if tragic, duty. As one British officer put it during the Irish terror in the mid-1970s, if there is to be discomfort and horror inflicted on a few, is this not preferred to the danger and horror being inflicted on perhaps a million people? I know my answer, but I also think we shouldn't mind being kept in the dark about it. A piece of wisdom lost during our crazed year of Monica was the fact that there's tremendous social value in discretion. Some things are more important than knowing the truth about everything. Call it constructive hypocrisy. In Love and War, we all know things occur that violate our ideals. Pretending in public that we're not violating these ideals helps everyone save face and preserves a commitment to our values even as we fall short. So, we can tell the kids torture is wrong, as is presidential and non-presidential adultery. There will be time to explain when they're older that in an imperfect and often tragic world, things happen.
The comments of Matt Miller, a syndicated columnist and a senior fellow at Occidental College in Los Angeles.